Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, it's so great that we have some new sources of information coming online all the time here. First off, great to be back with you guys. Big thanks to all of our great guest hosts for filling in over the past week. George Blackard, Scott Aspenlighter, and David Noble, of course, rounding out the week. It's fun. Since I'm not here to do my normal round of show prep, it's good to see some other sources of news out there pumping out some good information. Western Montana News, westernmt.news, has been pumping out some great information over the past few days. Let me just scroll through a few headlines here. Montana lawmakers fight federal coal ban that would cut mine life by 27 years. Entire Montana delegation unites to challenge Bureau of Land Management decision. That's some good news to see. You know, if we still had a Democrat senator, you wouldn't have the whole delegation teaming up like that. So it's good to have a united front representing Montana in Washington right now. Another great news headline here. Trump nominates Montana Representative Bill Mercer to federal district court. I've got much more on that story to talk about as well, because we're not just getting one federal judge seat that President Trump gets to fill. We've got two seats that President Trump gets to fill, thanks to an incredible move by Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines 1 year ago. And then here's a story. This is actually a follow-up on a story that we first reported right here with Montana Talks. Shelby woman convicted in multi-county illegal immigration case spanning the border to Helena. That's that California woman who was basically smuggling illegal aliens into Shelby, Montana. Remember, they initially Border Patrol said that they were Trinde Aragua operatives, that she was hiding in Shelby, Montana as well. But apparently there's some Helena connections here to this case as well, which is kind of interesting because remember all these headlines that we've been seeing, you know, the liberal Lee newspapers and these liberal news sources like the Montana Free Press and others, they've had all these headlines about Helena man detained. It's like, the guy's not a Helena man. He's an illegal alien from Mexico. But yet, look at all of the fake news media in Montana running with this story. And now you've got these left-wing activists putting posters up around town in Helena, warning of immigration and customs enforcement presence in Helena. Anyway, lots to talk about, as you can see, on this Monday morning. We've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. We will start with your phone calls right after this. As we kick off the 8 o'clock hour, phone lines open for the full 8 o'clock hour. And then a big guest, big story coming up in the 9 o'clock hour dealing with that fake race hate hoax now exposed at Montana State University as well. So stand by, back right after this with your calls and more.
It's July 14th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day. The perfect comfort food on a cold day or as a tasty side dish for family gatherings, mac and cheese invokes memories of home for many of us. Over the years, the art of making mac and cheese has evolved from the traditional elbow macaroni and American or cheddar cheese. Today, almost any kind of cheese or spice is added to the dish for an extra zing. And ingredients like jalapeno, bacon, or lobster can add a next level of flavor and decadence. Also on this date in 1953, the first U.S. monument to a black American was dedicated in Missouri, honoring the many accomplishments of scientist and inventor George Washington Carver and preserving his childhood home and farm. In 1983, Nintendo releases an arcade game about an Italian-American plumber named Mario, as Mario Brothers is first introduced in Japan. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot. Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
AI. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, here's another one from Western Montana News. Federal timber goals, if I could talk. See, that's what happens. You take a week off. Although, heck, I wasn't the best talker before I took a few days off. Federal timber goals set to double Montana's forest harvest. Here we go. Montana's federal timber sales will increase to approximately 250 million board feet by 2034 under new legislation, building on the state's historic commitment to harvest 100 million board feet annually through a landmark agreement signed in June. Just some more good news under the Donald J. Trump administration and, of course, having a Republican-controlled Senate. All right, let's jump into the phone lines. Nancy in Roundup first up. What's going on, Nancy?
Well, quite a bit. I want to first talk about this interstellar object that NASA first saw July the 1st using one of their telescopes. We have a 25-mile-long object that has entered our solar system from another universe in the galaxy. It is traveling at a speed of 135,000 miles per hour. It's near Jupiter now. They say that it's no threat to Earth, that it won't hit us. I hope they're right. And it's supposed to leave our solar system sometime in October. But I got to thinking, can you imagine something this big and traveling that fast? If it hit one of our oceans, what a tsunami that would cause, on our globe. But this is a fascinating piece of news. It's strictly for scientific observation here. NASA's all very excited about it, and they're really watching it and observing it. So
if you never know what can happen, that's for sure.
Story,
yeah.
Always follow NASA. But I want to quickly talk about this Pam Bondi story. It appears that she got very feisty and angry with Cash Patel and also Dan Bongino over these Epstein, his list of clients. And I don't know what's going on here, but she was saying that the FBI is thwarting her efforts in New York City to get this list. Well, if that's the case, I can't believe why she hasn't gone to New York City and had some arrest made, because we know that the list exists. So this Griselle Maxwell, the madam of that whorehouse island, she's in prison. So there is a list. So this story is really strange and to me. I don't know. There's so many loose ends to it. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Well, I'll tell you what. On that story in particular, I can't wait until tomorrow when we have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house, because I know he's been, of course, I've been out the past few days, but I know John's been, all over this story on X. I mean, basically the rumors last week were that Dan Bongino, former radio host Dan Bongino, that he was so furious with Attorney General Pam Bondi over this whole deal. Because remember, you got to go back, what was it, a few months ago now, and David Noble actually called it. Remember there was that day where Pam Bondi was saying, oh, we're gonna release all the Epstein files, and then you had these social media influencers on the steps of the White House holding up these white binders. We've got the Epstein files. Well, and then And David Noble that morning, he said he basically tempered everybody's expectations and said he didn't think that there was going to be much that was going to come of that. And so these social media influencers hold up these white binders, and then basically there was still a whole bunch of blacked out information in it. And so that whole thing blew up in Bondi's face. And so I think that's why you've got so many folks who are so, you know, who really want to hear what Dan Bongino has to say about apparently FBI Director Kash Patel has now come out and is basically saying that there isn't this big rift between him and Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump is backing Bondi right now. But yeah, like I said, I look forward to hearing what John Jackson, the Joker from X, has to say about it. What I think is very interesting is you just had, speaking of human trafficking, you just had ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, just rescued kids from an apparent human trafficking operation. This was that marijuana farm last week. I'm sure you guys talked about that story here. TheFederalist.com is a great story. ICE rescued kids from likely exploitation at marijuana farm. And Democrats are furious. Democrats are continuing their assault on Immigration and Customs Enforcement by faking outrage over a raid where officers saved illegal alien children from an alleged child labor operation on a marijuana farm in Southern California. You guys probably saw this. I think they were claiming that it was a strawberry farm or something to that effect. And the Democrats were really mad. There were kids working on that farm. And now, like, apparently more information is coming out that these were unaccompanied minors. And remember, the Joe Biden, John Tester human trafficking operation on our southern border, they lost track of hundreds of thousands of kids. Are these some of the hundreds of thousands of kids that they lost track of? Well, we'll find out. But what we do know is that ICE rescued kids from likely exploitation, and the Democrats are mad that kids were likely rescued from a human trafficking child labor operation on a marijuana farm in Southern California. That is the state of national affairs right now. But back to the Epstein thing, I certainly hope there is much more to the story than what we are hearing, that there are active investigations underway right now, and that is why more documents are not being released, is in order to protect active ongoing investigations. That's what I certainly hope is at play there. All right, we'll get to Lee next.
Fox Sports Update.
This magical run hits 10 in a row. The Red Sox sweep Tampa Bay 4-1 the final.
On New England Sports Network, the Red Sox beat the Rays 4-1 Boston on a current run like no other team.
How about this? Into the break, the Red Sox, the hottest team in the game. And for the first time since July of 18, they've won 10 straight.
On Nesson, Boston third place in the AL East entering the All-Star break, three games behind the division-leading Blue Jays. Toronto lost Sunday 6-3 to the Athletics. The Yankees, second in the AL East, lost 4-1 to the NL Central-leading Cubs, who were a half game behind the Dodgers for the best record of the National League. One day after Los Angeles snapped its seven-game losing streak, the Dodgers won their second game in a row, beat the Giants in 11 innings 5-2. Hottest team in the National League into the All-Star break, the Milwaukee Brewers. They won their seventh in a row Sunday, 8-1 over the Nationals. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta improved his record to 11-4. Reds manager Terry Francona became the 13th Major League manager to win 2,000 regular season games. Francona's Cincinnati Reds scored a 4-2 win over the Rockies. The Royals beat the Mets 3-2 on Nick Lofton's walk-off single in the ninth inning. The Mariners doubled up the Tigers 8-4 to complete a sweep of Detroit, which still has the best record of the majors by one game over the Dodgers. In 10 innings, the Guardians beat the White Sox 6-5. Rangers over the Astros 5-1. Same score, Diamondbacks beat the Angels. Marlins waxed the Orioles 11-1. The Phillies got by the Padres 2-1. Same score, Pirates over the Twins snapped an 8-game losing streak for Pittsburgh on a 9th inning ground out by Spencer Horwitz. In a game delayed over 4 hours by rain, the Cardinals outlasted the Braves 5-4. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Amber.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to talk about some good news, some great news, some incredible news for Montana. Incredible news for Montana's timber industry. Incredible news for mining in Montana. Incredible news for public access to so-called public lands. And so much more. Get to that. But first, we want to get to you and your phone calls. We've got Lee in Kalispell next up. Lee, what's going on?
Hey, yes, I called in last week about setting up alarms at these in Texas where the flooding occurred. So wake people up and get them out of there before the flooding hit. Okay, I heard they were talking about it this weekend on the TV stations, one of the TV talk shows, and they were saying that they only had 45 minutes. Well, I disagree with that because the warning was sent out 1 o'clock, and it hit at 3 o'clock, so it had been a couple hours. But today it was only 45 minutes how many of the girls at the summer camp could have been saved if alarm had gone off and getting them to higher ground before the flooding hit?
Yeah.
Also, I heard that money had been allocated 20 times to set up such an alarm system, but it was ferreted away to other projects.
Yeah, because a lot of communities, especially in like tornado prone areas, for example, have, you know, loud, you know, alarms that will go off in the city. So your proposal last week, am I hearing you right? So you said not only should they have had those types of alarms, you know, citywide, you know, region wide down in Texas, but were you saying something about how we need them, you know, even here in Montana, in certain areas, maybe in and around our national parks? Our producer, Caden, mentioned something about national parks as well.
Yeah, any place where a chance of flooding would occur, where the people gather.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's interesting, too. So, what I wonder about, I mean, It's been a while since I've gotten, well, thankfully, one of those amber alerts. You know when you get an amber alert on your cell phone and your phone makes this very loud alarm sound? You notice that one. And you could be in a meeting with 50 people and all of a sudden everybody's phones are making that loud noise when an amber alert comes in on your phone. Because apparently some phone alerts did go out. The Weather Service did warn people. But look, if you just get a little message, I mean, how many times do we get flooded with different notifications that, oh, well, you know, severe weather or this or that? But, you know, but if it's something much more pronounced, yeah, I could see where that could make a much big difference. Yeah, the reason why I asked you about national parks in particular, and Lee, thanks for the call. I saw this. Who posted this? Let me go into my Facebook page from over the weekend. If you go to facebook.com/Flint Report, obviously, you know, we had the big floods here in, what was it, in 2022. And you know, the Paradise Valley and the Red Lodge area and, you know, the floodwaters that came basically, I mean, destroyed roads and bridges in Yellowstone National Park. An entire house near Gardner was floating down the river from those floods. You know, I saw something. Let me see here. Sorry, I got to go in. I couldn't pull it up on my phone, so I got to go into my desktop here. Let me see. It was a photo from, I think, yeah, here we go. This was shared by the Flathead County Library for History Friday. And they shared a photo of the Belton Bridge in 2025. And you see the, you know, the nice green river way down low. The arch under the bridge, you see folks walking across the bridge. And then they show the Belton Bridge back in 1964 when those floods hit. When basically kind of, and it actually seemed eerily similar to what happened out of Yellowstone National Park and on the Beartooth Mountains and all the way into Paradise Valley, where basically you had late season snow, a lot of late season snow, and then warm temperatures. And it sent all of that moisture down the mountain in one mad rush. And so, yeah, I shared this on Facebook that it looked like the floods that hit Paradise Valley in 2022, just with that massive rush of water that was all the way up to the railing of the Belton Bridge. So some pretty interesting history there shared by the Flathead County Library on Friday. All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Yeah, by the way, Kerrville, Texas, man, it's just what a devastating story. My cousin is actually a pastor down in Kerrville, Texas, my step cousin, great guy. Justin Carpenter is his name, and I saw he was actually on Fox News last week and just did an incredible job sharing some really wise words in an incredibly tough time. And the day before the floods happened down there in near Kerrville, Texas. It's beautiful country, by the way. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Texas Hill Country. It's absolutely beautiful country down there. Rolling hills and the rivers spring fed and just beautiful country. But yeah, my cousin down there, who's a pastor, he had to do a funeral service for a little girl the day before those floods hit. And so, but I tell you what, they have done so much to gather food and so many other items of support for all the folks down there that are struggling. And yeah, he shared some wise words for some tough times when he was on Fox News last week. Back in the phone lines we go. We got Francis in Big Fork. Francis, thanks. I'll see if I can find that audio again, by the way. I know I shared it last week. But Francis, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, after I was listening to you, I was remembering the flood that hit, Grand Forks, where we used to live, where it took 60,000 people, had to move out. But that was a slow flood. But they kept telling everybody the dikes won't break and it. We'll only get to 49 feet, but it went to 54. And so that brings back memories. And I remember also seeing the damage done in East Grand Forks, I mean, not in the town, but on the river, and how many, and West Glacier flooded way past, you know, where the stores are, even down back of there. And so floods can come fast and they can come slow, but they sure do a lot of damage.
That's right. That's right. Well, and that's partly why we have, now, and of course, in those floods of 64, I mean, you had, you know, dams that did break and cost a lot of lives. But that's also why we need new infrastructure and need to maintain that type of infrastructure as well, because. Yeah, I mean, just like we saw in 2022, you never know when it could strike, and you could get that 100-year flood or that 500-year flood, like they called the one in Paradise Valley. But as we saw back in in the photos from 1964, I wasn't there for it, it can happen at any time. And what are we going to do to prepare for it? But it also goes back to the importance of, you know, hydropower dams here in Montana.
Had one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kennywood had a big flood, and I know two people drowned there, and then they put in the Bolster Dam. But a flood took another dam out, and that's where all the water came from, was when that dam broke, because we got like 7 inches of rain in just a few hours. I was just a kid, but I remember that.
That's why we've got to make sure we've got new infrastructure as well. Well, and speaking of dams and speaking of floods, it'd be, you know, the Bighorn River, you know, was spared. People along the Bighorn River were spared from major flooding damage in 2022. Why? Because of the hydropower dam, because of the Yellowtail Dam, able to manage that influx of water and able to store that. Yeah. You wanted to say something as well about the border kids, I think it was about this story where the Democrats are mad that the kids were rescued, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. The Democrats have turned into a party. I mean, Democrats used to be your neighbors. You talk to them. Now they're seeming to turn into vicious, hateful people. I don't know what happened to them. They forgot God, I guess.
Even your friends in the Flathead, have you noticed the difference between some of your old Democrat friends there, I guess?
Well, I haven't really had too many Democrat friends here in the Flathead, which I'm happy for. But, you know, I know Democrats, But some of them, the older ones, they aren't so bad. But it's the middle ones that are, in these college kids.
The young kind of anarchists out there running around, the Antifa types, the lawless anarchist Antifa types that really get crazy with these. Well, and just the embrace of anti-Semitism that's on full display within the Democrat Party. It's really like when you looked at these so-called No Kings protests, even here in Montana, it was like they didn't even know what their message was. You had the older generation, kind of the old 60s crowd that was saying, oh, Trump's violating the law. Yet they were mad that Trump was enforcing immigration law. And they were mad that he was enforcing border laws. But yet they were somehow trying to claim that Donald Trump was not following the law. And they were saying they don't want kings, yet they have no problem with unelected folks inside the federal government acting like kings. They have no problem with judges in black robes acting like kings. But they don't think that the man who was elected by we the people should be able to enforce the law. And then you had the younger activists who, they don't know what flag they were flying. The rainbow flag, the Antifa flag, I mean, it's just crazy. Hey, speaking of federal judges, that's the incredible good news. President Trump doesn't just have one federal judge seat to fill in Montana. He's now got two. I'll talk about that in more depth here right after this. And we'll get to Willie on the phone line. Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
/giveaway.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so one story I want to talk about here, because we may run out of time later on in the 9 o'clock hour, and this is huge. This is one of the best under-recognized moves in Montana politics. So last week, you guys probably heard a couple of news items. First, you probably heard the very good news. I was joking with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal that I want to send flowers to federal judge, to U.S. District Judge Susan Waters. I want to send her flowers and say thank you. Thank you for retiring. Thank you for stepping down, because this gives President Donald J. Trump a federal judge to nominate and appoint to the federal bench here in Montana. That is what has been killing Montana. These liberal federal judges, these left-wing federal judges, have been blank checks for these environmental wackos. They've been blank checks for the far left on practically everything. And all our federal judges basically are Democrat appointees who basically have been on, you know, too many occasions doing the bidding of the radical left. And so you probably saw in the news that she was going to retire. And so, wow, great news. Now President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate, Senator Dayne, Senator Sheehy, they can now, you know, he can nominate, they can confirm a replacement. So you can get a fair judge on the federal bench that isn't going to put oil, gas, coal, timber, agriculture, and access to public lands in the crosshairs. And then you probably saw the other good news. Representative Bill Mercer, a Republican state representative and former U.S. attorney here in Montana, was nominated by President Trump to the federal bench to be a federal judge. Now, some people thought, and I think some news organizations even reported it as much, they thought, oh, well, President Trump just nominated Bill Mercer to fill the seat of Judge Waters. No, that's not actually the case. And this is where the really good news comes in. You might remember last year, I told you about this at the time, and there were a lot of conservatives who weren't even talking about this, who weren't even highlighting what a big, important deal this was. This is one of the best moves a Republican senator from Montana could ever make. Remember, last year, Judge Dana Christensen, who is this far-left environmental wacko judge in Missoula, he announced that he was retiring, that he was going to step down into senior status. And we all knew exactly what he was doing because he's a far-left activist. He was stepping down to senior status so that Joe Biden and John Tester could try to pack the court with another liberal federal judge before Donald Trump and Tim Sheehy won their elections in November. And Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines blocked that move. He put a hold on the Joe Biden, John Tester nominee, and it never even came up for a vote. It was one of the best moves Senator Steve Daines and any senator from Montana could ever make, because the federal judges would have been killing this state and our economy and our access to public lands. And now, as a result, there's two judge seats to be filled by President Trump here in Montana as a result of what Senator Steve Daines did last year. So as I understand it, Bill Mercer is going to be appointed or is being nominated for the Christensen seat in Missoula, which means President Trump has another opportunity to nominate another federal judge for the Billings federal judge seat that's held by Judge Waters. So that's just such great news, such huge news. That's how we're going to make Montana great again right there. Full story at MontanaTalks.com. Let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley. Willie, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I was just thinking when you were talking, everybody calling in about alarm systems for the disasters and stuff, but we had and you can believe this story or not, but it's true, but we had a pastor here years ago in Paradise Valley, and he grew up in Manhattan. I won't say his name, but his dad was an avid fly fisherman, and they were up on the Madison going to fly fish, his dad was, and they were there that day, that the day before the earthquake, and his dad went down to the river to fish, and it was real quiet, and he said, and the fish were swimming backwards, and like I said, you can believe it or not, but his dad went back up to the camper and told his family, he says, I think we're going to get out of here. And they left, or they'd have been one of the families that were buried that night, 1959, in the quake.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say that was in the 50s. Yeah, the big quake.
I remember it. I was in Livingston and just before my seventh birthday. I remember it very well, about midnight that night in Livingston when the house was shaking. So, but wow. I thought that was an interesting story because the good Lord in nature knows when things are going to happen long before we do.
Kind of like when you look at the horses before a big thunderstorm, right? They start to get a little wonky.
Exactly. So I just thought that was an interesting story.
That is, yeah. I wonder if that's written down or documented anywhere.
No, it should be. I'm going to get a hold of the guy that the pastor and see if he could get that written down somewhere. So.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Willie, I don't know if you saw this story. I shared a story on our Montana Talks website last week, and your talk about Quake Lake and the big earthquake in Yellowstone kind of reminded me of that. So Vic Miller was a great TV reporter over many decades here in Montana, first with KOOK Radio and TV, and so, of course, he covered Yellowstone. I think he actually covered that earthquake, if I remember. He was the TV reporter when that story broke. But I remember I was talking with him about bison in the park, about bison in Yellowstone National Park one time. And I asked Vic, I think this was off air. I said, Vic, what's different about the park today than back in the early days of the national park when you covered Yellowstone National Park in your early years? He says, there's a lot more bison now. And I just thought that was so telling that, yeah, I mean, it's, we all know it. There's way too many bison in Yellowstone National Park right now, and it's destroying the rangeland, and then as a result, destroying a lot of the rangeland outside of the national park right now. But yeah, there's a lot more bison now than there used to be.
The sad thing is, it's too bad the wolves wouldn't have zeroed in on the bison. We'd all been a little more happy, maybe. But
well, they had the elk to eat.
They had the elk.
That's right.
No. Well, the best part of a bison, though, and I'll let you go, is a liver. Best liver you can eat.
Really? Yeah, I see. I'm not a liver eater.
You're supposed to have organ meat 3 times a week. It's good for you.
It's supposed to be really good for your health. I've heard that.
Yeah, it is good, but it's real mild compared to cattle or anything else, and antelope's another good one, but... Yeah, it's all the way it's cooked, you know. That's the main thing, like anything else.
Just season the heck out of it. Yeah. Well, great to hear from you. Yeah, but yeah, last week I published a story on our Montana Talks website. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the president of the National Bison Association actually called out. He was hammering Yellowstone National Park officials over, quote, the bison mismanagement in Yellowstone National Park. And he was talking about how, you know, basically because they don't manage the bison in Yellowstone National Park, that it's destroying the rangeland in Yellowstone National Park, or in other words, destroying the environment. He said, quote, if any private rancher were to manage their Forest Service or BLM lease lands like this, they would lose them. That was the president of the National Bison Association. I've got that story on our Montana Talks website right now as well. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Tanner in Bozeman. Tanner, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tanner. Hey, Erna. How's it going?
Hey, good.
I wanted to give you a quick update on a really exciting policy reform that we had turned 5 years old today, or this year at least, and that's SB 101, which is the authorization of direct patient care. Frontier Institute, the organization I work for, did a report about this about a month ago, and we got some really awesome information that I'd love to share. But before, you know, I kind of dive into that, I wanted to just let your listeners know what direct patient care, direct primary care, same, what it is. And it's a free market healthcare model where patients basically bypass insurance and pay their provider directly, much like a gym membership. It's low cost, and in Montana, we actually found out it's $87 a month. And our new report that just came out with our free market healthcare hub, which helps Montana patients find access to direct patient care, what they found is 12,000 Montanans right now are using direct patient care, which is quadruple the number of providers in Montana. So a really awesome reform, just showing what our legislature's done over the last 5 years to increase affordability in terms of healthcare.
Oh, that was such a great move done by our Republican-led Montana legislature, allowing for this direct primary care and improving healthcare options for Montanans. All right, hold that thought. Yeah, Tanner with the Frontier Institute. We'll come back here right after the break.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
To those that say, oh, there's a big split. No, 84% of respondents called the strike military actions. It's not a war because it wasn't a war. From the Washington Free Beacon, 90% of Donald Trump voters support the strikes that decimated Iran's nuclear program because 90% have common sense. There has been an effort to try to divide the conservative movement, Trump supporters, on this issue. People have tried to drag me into it. I'm not getting into it. You know, people are entitled to their opinion. It can differ than my opinion. My opinion is I'm in full, complete agreement with the president and Donald Trump's doctor.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and these are certainly uncertain times with everything happening overseas. We've got to be on high alert here at home. Everyone needs to go to BYRNA.com. Why? I want you to see this non-lethal technology that can save lives, and you will see their compact launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. You can incapacitate any perpetrator, regardless of size, 30 to 40 minutes. The great thing about Burner is it has kinetic rounds, designed to incapacitate these people. The compact launcher is perfect for women if you want protection and you don't want to carry a firearm, and you can put it in your purse and nobody will know you have it. Burner, no background check, can be shipped directly to your door. BYRNA is trusted by all of the professionals because the technology is so superior and a great alternative to lethal force. Visit Burner, BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
32. That's the number I keep thinking about this week. Only 32% of voters trust the federal government. That's just 1 point above the record low in our Fox News surveys going back more than 20 years. The numbers go even lower among certain subgroups. For example, trust among women under age 45 stands at 27%. It's 24% among Democrats. That isn't completely because there is a Republican president. Even in 2024, when Joe Biden was president, just 52% of Democrats had faith. Last year, 13% of Republicans trusted the government. Now, under President Trump, that's up 34 points to 47%. Sentiment among independents mostly holds steady no matter who occupies the White House. 18% trust the federal government today. It was 25% last year, and it was 22% in 2017. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Got it!
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, real quick here. You know, we've been talking about national parks. We've been talking about Yellowstone. We've been talking about Glacier. Let me tell you about Central Montana. I'll tell you what, Central Montana really is just a beautiful location. You know, for several weeks now, we've been highlighting each of Montana's seven tourism regions, and here we are somewhere in the middle of Montana. And what we're doing is we're sharing trivia about these different tourism regions here in Montana. Let's talk about Fort Benton. Fort Benton was the first permanent settlement in the Montana Territory. Established in 1846 as a fur trading post, it later became a crucial hub for steamboat travel and commerce along the Missouri River. All right, what about this? Did you guys know that the first ever UFO sighting documented on film happened in Great Falls back on August 15th, 1950? The general manager of the Great Falls Electric's baseball team caught two bright rotating objects on film. And then the U.S. Air Force eventually launched an investigation as well. But here's the deal. This week, you get the opportunity to win a great tourism package, a sip, soak, and stay package in White Sulphur Springs. You got gift cards to restaurants. You've got other opportunities at other hotels as well. Here's your chance to win. Go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. All right, back to it here. Yeah, Tanner Avery with the Frontier Institute. Nice surprise phone call here. So, Tanner, this was huge. Montana gave people the freedom to take advantage of direct primary care. Basically, you pay a monthly fee and you go in and you can do all your preventive medicine, you know, all your routine medical stuff. And it's amazing because the Democrats were blocking freedoms just like that because they wanted to force us into government option only for health care.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we our CEO, Kendall Cotton, actually wrote a article about this in the newspapers this last week and gave some background of the momentum for this reforms. And this has been something Montana's been trying to lead on for years. And we passed a bill in 2015 and 2017, but later got vetoed by our previous governor, claiming, I think the quote was, it offers little or no added value, which is what a carve out to these companies and to the government to keep them in control of our healthcare when Montanans really just want good health care. They want to talk directly to their doctor, and that's what direct patient care is providing.
Well, and it's that routine medical care that helps you find things early on and prevent problems from getting bigger and out of control, and can save lives. And yet, yeah, those types of freedoms were being denied by big government politicians. It's so crazy. I know the Trump administration is looking to expand on that very type of concept as well, from what we've been hearing. All right, Tanner Avery, thanks so much for calling in. And I'll have to share that latest Frontier Institute report on our Montana Talks website. I remember seeing it, but we got to share that with our listeners here so they can check it out for themselves as well. About a minute to go. Let's see. Is it Steve in Clarkston on the phone line? Steve, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, Aaron, there's so much to talk about of what our country's doing and where it's headed. But, December 23rd, midnight, 1913, two congressmen stayed back and voted in the Federal Reserve Act. Well, it ain't federal, and they don't have any reserves. And what is collateral to the national debt by those eight bankers that own the Federal Reserve is America's land. And they've got a real nasty plan for America. They want to get rid of 6 billion people. But one of the things I wanted to really talk about was the weather control. Nick Begich wrote a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp. And HARP stands for High Altitude Auroral Research Project.
All right, we're out of time. Sorry, we only had about a minute left. So sorry to cut it short.
Wish your life came with a warning app.
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.